The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Happy Friday. How you doing? 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us at, on this Friday, April 12th. That's Eric Burden and the Animals, one of my all-time favorites. Al knows that, so he kind of humors the old guy, and I appreciate that. Hey, what a show. Oh, my goodness gracious. Where do we start on the news, as always? O.J. Died of prostate cancer, and we could talk about it. We'll get into it with the guys. It's just, it's like, you know what I think? When O.J., when he, I met him, I can't even remember when I met him, but you know, I met everybody, you know, because I've been around like forever. So I remember him being so nice and magnetic and a great personality with that smile and very fun. And I would see him, I think, at Battle of the Network Stars. I know, that's how old I am. I was in Battle of the Network Stars. I competed. I believe we won. I think NBC won when I went on for Saturday Night Live. So and OJ was great. And then when that all went down, we were in LA or leaving LA. I remember. And it was so crazy, the whole OJ thing. And it, you know, it was the era of people, the era of this, the era of that. It was the era of that. This was what happened. The era of woke is there. No. It was the era of TMI, too much information. That's what it was. Everything. It was just like a camera was somewhere and it was too much of, and I just thought the whole thing was such a tragedy, such a horrific tragedy, and it became like this media thing, you know? And to this day, it's a media thing, and everybody looked, and everybody said, of course, you know, the evidence was so overwhelming, and yet he walked, and then for him to, if, I'm telling you, this is the guy that had the world in the palm of his hand, and what happened, and then he goes, and in football, not to mention the records he broke in football, being a football star and an analyst on television, and then he goes and he does movies, you know, like the Naked Gun films, you know, with George Kennedy and Leslie Nielsen. That was hysterical. And this, it was a tragedy on all fronts, not to mention, to the families of those lost, you know. Just so unnecessary. And now he dies, so everybody's making a thing of it. Everybody's watching the white Bronco again. And you know what? I am so tired of it. But we'll get into it. We will get into it as the day unfolds, because everybody's talking about OJ dead at 76. And then one guy actually said on the radio, this is like, if this isn't the media, I don't know what it is. And they're interviewing this guy, and he goes, you know, I'm young, a little younger, but I remember two things in my life. I remember OJ's trial and 9/11. Will you please just get off the radio? Get off the air. Who says that? Who compares that to OJ to 9/11? If that's what you remember, and now he's in the media. So there's your answer to the media. Oh my goodness gracious. So I think Dr. Gil Lederman is going to join us, because usually these days you don't die from prostate cancer. Joe asked. Hauntingly worrying about, because what? So Dr. Gil Lederman is going to jump on the air with us and exactly tell us what happened with OJ and with the prostate cancer that actually got to him. Because I thought he was just a couple weeks ago, he posted something on on X, on Twitter, and he seemed to be okay. So, yeah, the trial of the century. Guys, just a horrible situation. Heisman Trophy winner. Look at this. Unbelievable. Nicole Brown Simpson, Ron Goldman, rest in peace. That's all I got to tell you, right? So, again, we got a warning from Christopher Wray about the elevated public national safety pushes for increased funding with the FBI. Listen, I tell you, they got to, the DOJ's got to get on their game, because it's just a matter of time before, God forbid, something happens. And I hope I'm not right. Dan Hoffman's going to join us, the retired CIA senior clandestine services officer, great guy, Fox News contributor, and we're going to see if he was the guy in the CIA that got all the intel, and I hope that the White House is listening to the intel, because Iran is now announcing they're going to attack America or Israel. They're announcing it. This is where we are in the United States of America. So now you have a rogue terror nation in Iran, and now they're announcing they're going to do, and this is what people don't understand. And if we didn't layer it back every morning on the radio, I don't think I would get it either. If Iran sets off and bombs a nuclear site in Israel, how do you think the Israelis are going to react? I'm telling you, we're at the precipice of a nuclear war there in the Mideast, and we're at the precipice world destruction on our end and a terror attack here. God forbid. I hope I'm wrong. How did they let it get so bad? It got so bad in 3 short years. It got so bad. And I've got to talk to you too. Please listen to Joe. You're blindly voting. You know, you're going to go have dinner with Biden at the White House. Just stop. You could, on the outset, you could show, yeah, but, oh, I'm a Democrat. Yes. Yes, I love Joe Biden, AOC, the squad, they're great. We hate Israel. Pro Hamas, yes, great. Just don't vote for the guy. You know, because you're afraid what people are going to think of you. I understand that. You're afraid what people are going to think. And I feel sorry for you. You know what? I just put the nail in my coffin in Hollywood. I have to be honest. I can't lie. My mom told me never to lie. So I got to be honest. We are just really at the precipice of a mistake, a terrible mistake. Like KT McFarland warns us about, a one drone attack on a Navy vessel. Navy vessel, God forbid, goes down. We are at war. This is, that's like the Democrats. They're like, the Democrats have turned into the Bush-Cheney war machine. How did that happen? Can someone explain that to me? How did the Democrats turn into the ongoing war party? And they are. And you know I'm right. And if you're a Democrat, oh, there goes Piscopo again. Yeah, you can't say it publicly, but you know in your heart that I'm talking the truth. So, please be careful how you vote, and we'll talk to Dan Hoffman about the intel and how serious a threat that is from Iran. John Unarelli is going to join us. We'll talk about Christopher Wray, a testimony, John, former FBI, Grover Norquist, tax day. Oh my gosh, you don't even want to know. I don't even think about it. It's like I think about all the nice things I could have, and what do? I hand the money over to the United States government, and this is what we get: war, precipice of nuclear war. I mean, this is what we get. Can someone in Congress have the guts to say to the Internal Revenue Service, you have to itemize. If you're going to bill somebody, itemize it. I want to see. And when we send money to Ukraine, and you send $68 billion to Ukraine, itemize it. Where is that going? And is it true Zelensky has like this summer cottage now? Or it's not a cottage. He bought something from King Charles. Is that right? Please walk me through this. So Grover will tell us about the tax situation. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us. So he was just at Mar-a-Lago. We'll get the inside line of what's going on in the potential Trump administration with Dr. Gorka. Alan Dershowitz is with us. He was part of that, what they call dream team with O.J. Simpson. And everybody wants to talk to Alan this morning. You know, he said, look, I'm going to jump on with Joe and the gang. And so Alan Dershowitz will tell us about the days and the trial of O.J. Simpson. Miranda Devine, always speaking the truth. And she's a columnist for the New York Post. And she wrote Laptop from Hell. You forget about how they just really quashed that. Remember that? The whole Laptop from Hell? Remember that? Before the Biden administration? Yeah, this is what you get. This is what you get. You get wars. You get inflation like we can't afford. And then it's like Joe Biden giving up, forgiving student loans when it's not legal to do that. They're trying to buy off the votes of the young folks. And then who am I eligible for that? I don't think so. They're going to forgive student loans. And what does that do? I mean, just like, you know what, all of that, all the money that I'm telling you that they're shipping overseas, they're flagrantly giving away. It just causes, I never understood this really before, but it causes inflation. It's why we have, everything is so incredibly expensive. Why I got to say to why I got to talk to my kids about getting out into the world, getting a house, getting a mortgage. It's impossible now. It's impossible because, in my opinion, this administration has just destroyed it for everybody. But, again, you didn't want to listen, and you're going to vote for the guy, and here's what we get. And Miranda Devine writes, woke Dems have lied about transgender suicide. But there is hope, and we'll talk to Miranda, a great journalist and a great friend of the program. So and then last night, too, this is the thing, quarter after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Olivia, my daughter, is in like a choir, and she started, you can't believe how good it is. So I go, and I can't do things on weekends because I work 24/7. And it's, you know, I think I hit the wall on it, honestly, because I want to be able to see my kids. But I'm working constantly. So I go, well, I'll go to the rehearsal of, like, if they have a play, I'll go to the rehearsal. You know, last year, the school was kind enough to let Charlie and see the rehearsal. It was great. This year I got to the play, you know. And then, so now it's like I'm working literally, 7 days a week. So I went to the rehearsal last night, of my daughter, in a choir. I was so taken aback. And there's such hope out there. And as I was walking around, I wanted to report on the air. Everybody's so nice. You're going to see all those stories I told you about. We tend to talk about all of that. And I don't know, maybe we should change the tenor of the show so it's a little more positive. Man, I got to tell you something. I'm watching these kids. These are kids. And then they sang. You know, they're singing with, you know, my daughter's singing with all the men and the women, the boys and girls, if you will, of West Point. Yes, of West Point, the military academy. And all these young in uniform kids came coming in. And I'm going like, wow, look at these kids. And yeah, how do you do, sir? How do you do, sir? Like, really? I go, that's the future. And you never see it. You never see it. So, and then listen, you got to listen. These kids were so, listen to this. That's rehearsal. That's rehearsal. And they're doing music I don't even know. And God bless Olivia. She memorizes this. And then the West Point people are there. So now I got to go. I got to figure out how to go. I'm going to take this little, what they call a Comrex system, and you could broadcast from anywhere. I'll be in the back of the room watching the concert, doing the Sunday show, you know. Hi, Joe on the radio. I got to keep it down. I'm at my child's, you know, recital. So, but it was so, it just totally stole my heart. And I'm telling you, and I'm here to report, there's so much more good in the world. I mean, and then this was the best. This, ready for this, right? 17 after 6. So I kind of, the GPS is good, but the Google Maps? Might be Google Maps. It's 5 seconds too late. Did you ever notice that? Make a turn in 200 feet. Who knows what 200 feet looks like? Who knows what the turn in 30 feet? Don't tell me the feet. Tell me now. Tell me now. So turn coming up. And maybe it's a GPS that I have, because I should probably use the Cadillac GPS, because that would work better. That's what I'm going to have to start doing, because now I got the Google thing. And then he goes, and that's gotten me all over the place. I don't know where I'm going. So then I'm pulling up to this venue for last night. And I go, all right, well, there it is. There's the venue. Well, I'm turning and I'm going to the venue because it's right here. And then some guy's waving to me. There's a crosswalk. I wait for people to cross. And he's waving to me. I go, oh, all right. You know, maybe the guy recognizes, you know. He's waving. And so I put the window down. And he goes, it's a one-way street. Listen, only me, because I'm going to go, I am beyond the people, I will drive
beyond the people, I don't listen to one-way streets, you get out of my way, how's that?
How dare you address me? I had to put my window down to talk to you.
I'm getting wet, what's wrong with you?
So the guy, I go, okay, wait, the guy's coming over, and he looks like a good guy, and of course
I have a pen. Sign an autograph.
Yeah. He goes, wrong way. And I go, oh, I'm so sorry. He goes, that's okay. Nice to see you, Joe. He goes like that. So he hits me up. And I go, look, can I hire you as my new GPS guy? But then he gets into a van. So then I go and I do a K-turn to get out of there, go the right way. And I'm not the right way. And then I pull into the driveway. And then I get in the guy's way behind him as he's backing out. And he's probably going out. Oh, that Piscopo, what a pain in the neck he is, you know. But I got there. But again, he was nice. He didn't yell, what are you doing? Nothing that. It was nice. I go, hey, who are you talking to? It was all great. And that's what I'm here to report this morning. Oh, my goodness gracious. It was so just fulfilling to see the goodness of mankind out there. And I see it every day. And you probably do, you know. But of course, it's the bad that surfaces and the violence that surfaces. And unfortunately, it's what we got to talk about every morning, you know. So 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, we'll go to Debbie. We'll go back to the guys. And I guess we'll be talking OJ all day. Oh, my gosh. Debbie, I don't know.
We actually have some footage of OJ if you want to hear it.
Go ahead.
Hardberg, me.
Oh, yeah.
Your buddy.
Just from Naked Gun, right? Yeah, all right.
Hospital bed.
Yeah, hospital bed. Thank you. You had to describe that a little bit. Debbie, good morning. How are you doing this morning? How are you?
I'm doing great. So the show was great yesterday?
You know what? It was a rehearsal, and it was sensational, and I was just so really humbled by it. You know, people are nice, and it was just well done, and they're singing with the young men and women of West Point, which is just, it just touched. Amazing. I've got to tell you, that's the good. That's the good of it all. You know, all we hear is about the bad, and we'll talk about it this morning, but really, really nice, you know, and it's great. But you know, you and me, when you do it live, our whole life is a deadline. Our life is like a deadline. You got to, you know, and who's like that? Like, doctors are like that. I think athletes are like that. You got to be there at the game. And it's like, and I got to just, I want to spend more time, you know, just spend a little more time with the kids, you know? One of these days. Yes. One of these days. You got to do it. Yep. That is the most important thing, right? Hey, Deb, it's 6:21. Traffic, and more traffic is out there. How we doing? It's a Friday, so look out. How we doing, Debbie?
It's a rainy, windy Friday, so please be careful. I almost got blown away walking into the building this morning. It's really windy, so be careful over the bridges and around the ramps, of course. Major accident, Joe, on 80. 80 eastbound local lanes closed right past 6 at 47A in Parsippany. It's an overturned dump truck and a gravel spill. It's an ongoing investigation here on 80 eastbound. We're also seeing some volume on 46 eastbound through New Road in Parsippany. Some alternate volume there. Watch for delays on the Deegan. Deegan south at Fordham Road. Accident in the right lane. Slowing down over on the southbound side of the thruway, getting down toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. Over on 95 southbound, that rapid exit 30 into Stratford. Watch out. It looks like some issues here with flooding right on that ramp. 207 flooded between Newburgh and New Windsor, so definitely watch for a closure. Again, rain and wind this morning, clearing later, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Deb. Joe, tell you about Relief Factor, if I can, that daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. You know, so again, I'm walking all over, and I'm holding doors, and I'm trying to be sociable last night, you know, and I'm driving an hour and 20 up. I'll tell you about my Chick-fil-A experience. Yes, I'll tell you about that as well. Because I said, of course, to my daughter, I said, you need anything, Olivia? Can I bring you something? She goes, well, I would like some Chick-fil-A. I went to Chick-fil-A. Please, only be carrying this. It's rated. But I could get around. I don't worry about it. In and out of the car, all the little things that you think you can't do, I think you can do with Relief Factor. But you got to keep taking it. This is so funny because I run back. I get in late, you know, and then got to get up early. So I'm laying down. I went, oops, I forgot to take my Relief Factor. So I got up, took the Relief Factor, got up this morning, no pain. Okay. So it works miraculously for me. Relief Factor does, and I think it will for you. And how do we find out? I keep telling you, the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor is only $19.95. You have nothing to lose. And again, you know, rainy today in New York, but it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be spring. You're going to want to get out and ride your bike or walk, for crying out loud. Try the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor. You have a feel better or your money back guarantee. Absolutely nothing to lose. 100% drug free. 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4-RELIEF, or again, please, for you, for your family, relieffactor.com.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area, Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on a Friday, 6:26 in the morning. Great to have you with us on this Friday, April 12th. Yeah, it's a great night last night. It's great to be with you. And yes, I did. Yeah, good morning, Al. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So Olivia goes, I want Chick-fil-A. I go, great. So I did, you know, set my route on the GPS that is really just okay on with the Google thing. I got to change it. So, but I stopped by where was it? I got somewhere in Jersey, a Chick-fil-A, and I go and I order. Yeah, people lined up. That place must make a fortune. I mean, every time I go, there's a line at Chick-fil-A all up. So I park the car in the rain, walk in the rain, and I get nuggets, and I get them for kind of for everybody else in the choir, you know, so I get the whole thing. And then had the sandwich myself. And I got to tell you something though. Chick-fil-A on the money. Just great. And I actually ate the sandwich, but I had a plain grilled chicken. How about that, Al? That's big news for me that I could have it.
Yeah. Well, did you have the bun?
I ate the bun, and I actually, you ready? Don't tell anybody. Tasted a few of those fries.
Oh, please.
I could be 400 pounds. I really could. I could be 400 pounds. I would like to be 400 pounds.
I don't see you 400 pounds and trying to do the split. I don't see it.
Yeah. Whoa! Oh, bang! But I got to tell you, it was
In New Jersey, 3.5 earthquake. Joe Piscopo, 400 pounds, fat, tried to do a split. The ground shook.
But I would have guessed Donald Trump if he had any leftovers from the other day.
Yeah, right. He knows.
Well, somebody made the point about that with Trump buying the stuff at Chick-fil-A, that because of Bidenomics, he paid more than he would have when he was president.
Yeah.
$40 you know more or something like that.
And not only that, what people missed about that, with Donald Trump going into Chick-fil-A, and there was an audio where he said, well, you know, one of the members at my club owns this, so I wanted to come over. So I know Donald Trump, and this is where people hate and they don't understand how savvy he is. Or what a good person he is. I'm going to go that far because people refuse to even listen to that. So that means he has a member at the club going over and saying, Mr. President, you know, hey, I own all the Chick-fil-A's in town in Georgia here, and maybe you can stop by one of these days. And Trump, I know him. He locks it in his mind. Does not forget it. And on his way back to after the campaign stop, he's going to, let me pull over. This is one of my members, Chick-fil-A. He goes in and it turns into magic for him politically. But he just did it just to be loyal to the guy at his club because the guy joins his club. That's it. And also this I want to, and again, you could switch over. You want to switch over to, listen to Wayne Cabot or a Sidney or a Len Berman, you know, because I'm going to say something nice about Donald Trump. So if you don't want to hear it, you can switch over now. But he's Mike Johnson, the speaker, is going to be with Donald Trump. And they're this, does anybody understand how monumental this is? I don't know that they do.
Huge.
But Donald Trump and the speaker, they're going to hold a joint press conference. That is today, correct, Joe? That is today I'm reading right here, right?
Yes.
Our set to this conference on Friday. This, do you understand? So now, I like this guy, Mike Johnson, but he's trying to walk a very, very tough, thin line as Speaker of the House. Seems like a decent guy, Louisiana, friends of Steve Scalise, who we love, you know? And I'm thinking, okay, this is okay. But I understand the criticisms, because you can't just go and blatantly okay everything that Biden is good, because Biden wants, because we're going to go broke in that regard. And it does nothing for anybody else. So Johnson, then Marjorie Taylor Greene steps up and always has to, you know, she jumps in there, right? Jumps in there and starts, I'm going to get this guy out. She starts a procedure that will get Johnson out. Trump steps in, and he's now having a press conference with who? With Speaker Johnson. The Trump campaign leaks out that they're upset. Not Donald Trump himself. The Trump campaign leaks out that they're upset with Marjorie Taylor Greene because she's going after Speaker Johnson. This is monumental. This is the head of the Republican Party, whether you like it or not, hate him or not. And it's genius how it unfolded.
Yeah,
genius.
Because you have because even the former president realizes they have a slim majority right now in the House of Representatives. There are guys who are retiring, and it's not a fait accompli that they're going to be replaced by another Republican. So he's got to play the line smart here. And if he doesn't do that, then if let's just say Marjorie Taylor Greene starts this proceeding and Johnson is out, who are you getting to replace? To replace him. It took how many rounds just to get McCarthy back in there? I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know what? You gotta join together, and you gotta take the good with the bad and work together. And what amazes me, and I gotta try to verbalize this correctly, because people really get upset and they don't understand. They're afraid to say they're gonna vote for Trump, but it really is amazing what Trump has accomplished. Just after Biden went in, and by the way, leave it alone. However he won, and he didn't get 81 million votes, Biden. You know that. Whatever happened. So now Trump goes in, takes it back, beats everybody, goes in, they throw 91 indictments at this guy. And people say, well, why are you voting for Trump? Because of that. Just what I just described, because of that. The survival instinct. I mean, the fact that they're going after him, and they're going after him for bogus things that you and I will, they'll go after you and me. Any of these things stick to Trump, they're going to go after us next. I'm telling you, that's what it is. And that's why people are going, gee whiz, how could he go through all this? And it's because there, but for the grace of God, go all of us. He's taking the hit. And yet he's still raises $50 million.
Right. But also you got to remember,
unbelievable.
But you got to remember, the former president is winning in areas that Biden won 4 years ago. He's winning with minorities. The former president, he's winning with people of color. That's an important thing. That's why you're seeing the president today is speaking. Now he's not going to be there, but he's going to speak virtually. And that fraud, Al Sharpton's National Action Network.
Oh, he's
Network.
Not going there.
No, no, no. He's not going there. He's doing a video hookup. Yeah, but he's going to speak. And they're all saying, no, no, no. But listen. For the current president, he needs to reach those people. He's not going to win if he doesn't reach those people. He will not win. And the former president knows this and is going to those places to reach out to those people. All of these polls over the last few months have been showing minorities, African Americans, they're all going, well, you know, that guy was the former president. He's got some smart things to say. I think we're leaning more towards him than the other guy. So politically, it's a smart play by Biden. But I to give Al Sharpton any credence whatsoever is just ridiculous. The fact that all of these people.
I think it hurts him. Yep. I think it hurts Biden. Yeah, I think it hurts Biden.
Well, I think it helps Biden because he's trying to reach out to the people in the inner cities.
No.
But the
people
more important
see through
thing,
Al Sharpton, I really do.
I would hope so, but
And again, you meet the kicker is this: when you meet Tish James or you meet Al Sharpton, and you meet these kind of people who maybe are I know them as decent people who have very charming people. Yes, even Sharpton. Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you honestly how it is. You meet them and you go, wow, and you can see how they got to where they are because they're charming and they know what they're doing. But they become race baiters. And then for Sharpton to be on television, I mean, what is that? He does a show own show, and all he is doing is race baiting. And now, one kid was killed because of police officers. Oh, because why? Because the kid had a gun and was shooting back at the cops. So he dies. Now they're going to blame the cops. Right. It's all race baiting, and it's all wrong. Everybody sees it now. Everybody sees it now.
By the way, can we just give credit to the New York Post today and their front page? Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Picture of OJ as he's being, you know, acquitted, right, from the trial back in 95. And it just says, football star, actor, murderer, liar, OJ Simpson, 76, real killer is dead. I mean, can we just,
wow.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Wow.
The news is front page is very weak, but the New York Post, spot on. I mean, what a piece of garbage. I don't think there's anybody in this country that thinks that he didn't do it. I mean, it's just... It's unbelievable. You want to talk about the person you were referencing earlier made a statement about OJ's trial or whatever, and saying that that was the start of woke culture and all this other nonsense. That's totally wrong. What it is a prosecution who had the evidence in front of them, who had this guy slam dunk, should have sent him away for the rest of his life, and made the dumbest of errors in getting him to try on the gloves. And then you have the famous line from Johnny Cochran,
if the
glove don't fit, you must acquit. A brilliant play by Johnny Cochran, and that's why OJ got off.
Yeah, we'll get into it when we come back. It's a lot to talk about. I'm so, between you and I was tired of it then, I'm tired of it now. We know what happened, and it was an absolute incredible a tragedy and a horrific incident. And my question is this, it was then and it is now. Where's AC?
Oh,
where's Al Cowards?
I mean,
where is this guy?
OJ's X feed. The last thing he posted apparently was some video right before the Super Bowl. Yeah. He was giving his predictions or whatever. Yeah. And then I think he posted something the other day, but his family must have taken it down. And so the comments on there from that video from February, because he talks about his health and he says, oh, I'm okay. You know, everything's going to be good, you know, whatever. And the comments, I won't even read them yet. You just have to go to his
I remember when he joined X back when it was Twitter.
Yeah.
He put up this video where he was talking about, you know, he had just gotten out of prison. He's saying, right. I have some scores to settle. Very, very disconcerting and very unsettling.
I mean, but just, you know, listen, this guy was a piece of garbage. I mean, let's face it. He was the face of so many different things. He had the world by the tail. And to find out, to do what he did in the vicious way that it was done. And I don't want to...
Him or was it Al Clowns, think?
No, I don't think it was AC. I don't think so. I know the running joke. Where's AC? Where is he? Hello? I don't think AC Callings had anything to do with it. I think AC Callings was just caught between a rock and a hard place in being his friend. And forever being tied with the whole Bronco chase and everything else. Because he really was his only friend that stood by him. Everybody else bailed on him immediately.
Here's some breaking news. Trump apparently indicted for taking more Chick-fil-A sauces than he actually needed for a sauce. That's from Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee is hysterical. That's hysterical.
That's great.
I'm telling you, all we're doing is speaking the truth. Oh, my Lord. 6:37 on the radio, and Al Gattulo's got the news for you live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 and cloudy at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says critics are mischaracterizing his plan to turn private citizens into special armed deputies. Blakeman says he is simply creating a database of mostly former military and former law enforcement members who can be ready to serve if needed in case of an emergency when police are overwhelmed. Blakeman says they get background checks and training, and they would protect hospitals, government buildings, and other infrastructure in an emergency. Some critics have called this plan a militia and dangerous. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will have a separate trial from his wife Nadine in connection with federal bribery charges. The judge ruled yesterday that the senator's trial will start on May 6th. Nadine Menendez's trial is being delayed tentatively until July due to her having a medical issue. Both deny charges accusing them of allegedly accepting cash, gold bars, and gifts in exchange for favors. Menendez is not running for re-election as a Democrat, but has not ruled out running as an independent. In sports, Devils beat the Maple Leafs 6-5, but have been eliminated from postseason play. Rangers have dropped back-to-back games. They fell to the Flyers 4-1. Islanders remain red hot. They extended their winning streak to 6 games. They beat the Canadiens in overtime 3-2. Knicks over the Celtics 118-109, and the Mets blow out the Braves 16-4. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rolls back in effect. Inbound GWB, 25 minutes in already. Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Watch for delays on 80. 80 eastbound local lanes closed. Exit 47A in Parsippany. It's an overturned dump truck and a gravel spill. It's an ongoing investigation by state police. Over on the Deegan South in the 230 is a collision. Then on the Deegan South at Fordham Road, another accident. 35 south is also flooded down through Toms River. 95 southbound, the ramp to exit 30 in Stratford, that's flooded. 207 flooding between New Windsor and Newburgh. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Rain this morning, ending later, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's Medical Minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
IBD, or inflammatory bowel diseases, represent a spectrum of intestinal illnesses known as Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. This is where the immune system attacks and inflames the intestine, causing ulcers that prevent the absorption of nutrition, which may lead to the onset of diarrhea, abdominal pain, and sometimes weight loss. Ulcerative colitis affects the colon only, whereas Crohn's disease can affect the rest of the small or upper intestine.
This Medical Minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Everyone knows the old saying, nothing lasts forever. Well, whoever said that obviously never bought a timeshare. Not only do your maintenance fees and assessment fees go on forever, they go up forever. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Over 10 years ago, I was a timeshare salesman. But once I saw the dark side of the business, I quit. I started helping folks get out of their timeshares. Since then, we've helped over 30,000 families by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-839-8484. That's 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Brosnan Risk Consultants. You can call 800-590-2180, 800-590-2180. And if you're driving, I know it's tough to give a number over the airways, because if you're driving, you're not going to be able to jot it down. And please don't punch it in while you're listening and driving at the same time. But you'll remember BrosnanRisk.com, right? BrosnanRisk.com, now more than ever. Founded by Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You got to be diligent protecting your business, whether it's just keeping it safe and keeping the bad guys at bay at this point, or if you have an investigation that you're thinking about, an employee that seems a little strange and you want to investigate it, that's what Brosnan does. And also, if you want to keep your family healthy and you want to just keep security at bay and not even know they're there, they will be very discreet. That is Brosnan Risk Consultants. They've been protecting their clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states, over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Do the right thing the very first time. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. Again, 800-590-2180, 800-590-2180. Get an assessment or go online to brosnanrisk.com, BrosnanRisk.com.
Our hosts all look like GQ models.
See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, little, listen to RFK here for a second. Hold on.
She asked me, do I really
about Aaron Burnett.
Think Trump is very dangerous for the Republic? And I said to her, I can make an argument that President Biden is even more dangerous to the Republic. And she had this kind of astonished look, which, you know, her brain stopped working.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, the reason for that I would say that is because President Biden did something no other president in history. And he'd been, a court has found it. A court has no, there's no court that's found that President Trump tried to steal the election or tried to derail the election or tried to start an insurrection. There may be plenty of evidence that he did that. There's no court that's found that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's courts that have found that President Biden was censoring his opponents. Mm-hmm. And not just me, though, although he did censor me, and I did win that suit, so it's not me making it up.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about RFK Jr., is that he speaks the truth like that. This is from, I got to give credit where it's due, it's from Vigilant Fox on X, Vigilant Fox. I do not know who the interviewer is, but I should, because I always like to give credit where it's due. But I just picked that up on X, just was listening to that as I perused the news. And RFK Jr., the only thing is with RFK Jr., he picked this, that gal, man. Who is that gal? That Shanahan, whatever her name is. She, I said, what? She made her money off of her husband, I guess, a Google thing, married a Google guy, the Google guy. That guy, and guy. She made a fortune.
Right.
So now she backs RFK Jr. So he brings her as vice president. That kind of, to me, killed his whole campaign in a way.
Yeah, because she paid for that ad at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So that but it's interesting because he went. He was talking to Aaron Burnett, who was very nice, but on CNN, and they all are in the same camp. You got to go along, like I was talking about. You know, people are afraid to say the wrong thing, or to actually, you know, convey their real feelings for what other people are going to think about them. So Aaron Burnett said, "This is my favorite mantra from the woke left is where they go, Donald Trump's a threat to the democracy." And then RFK goes, "No, Joe Biden is more a threat." And how do you, this is what's scary, because people will watch all the way left media, all the mainstream media. So again, there's all those millions of people that are watching and saying Donald Trump's a threat to the democracy. But meantime, Joe Biden, as feeble as he looks, he is just an image. He's a puppet for the real, true dark side of this country, and that's the lifelong bureaucrats that are running this country right now. You can call them the deep state, call whatever you want, but they are running the country, man. Biden's a puppet. He's put out there. They write those cards for him. They make him say what they want him to say, and it's destroying not only the United States, it's destroying the world. It's destroying the great cities like New York and Chicago, destroying it. And that's RFK Jr. is bold enough to actually talk about that. And it's just unfortunate that people are lied to. And they're going to say when Biden, whoever's running the Biden machine, you know, they are the threat to democracy. Hey, 647. So, you know, Al, you were talking about when OJ, that went down, and then there was Peter Jennings. That was a great reference before we went on the air. We're talking about Peter Jennings from ABC News, rest his soul. Again, when journalists were journalists, you know.
Gold standard.
Yeah, you know, and so
a Canadian who never graduated high school, becoming one of the most trusted voices of the 80s and 90s and early 2000s.
So watching the coverage of OJ, I remember I think it was June 17th, was my birthday, so I'm going oh my God. And that was the night of the Bronco thing.
Correct. Yeah.
And why did he leave? Why did he go to, did the police come to his house? I forget why he got
in the Bronco. Well, no, he was supposed to surrender to authorities. They had been doing this investigation for a little while after the death of Ron and Nicole Simpson.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to turn himself into authorities. He had already gotten a lawyer. I believe it was the Kardashian who was his lawyer.
And then he had
other attorneys, you know, in there, Alan Dershowitz being one of them, but Alan came in much later into the trial. But he was supposed to surrender to authorities, and then all of a sudden he gets in the Bronco with his buddy there, A.C. Cowlings, and they leave. And they have this slow sort of, you know, ride on the freeway. There's cops behind them. Everybody remembers it because don't forget, that was the same night as I believe it was game five or game four of the NBA Finals between the Knicks and the Rockets. And they interrupted programming to follow it.
Hysterical.
There's also an interesting postscript to all of that. David Hasselhoff was having, now I know you're going to go, David Hasselhoff, what does he have to do with O.J. Simpson? All right, here's why. That was a Friday night. David Hasselhoff was performing in Atlantic City. It was the first time people in America were going to hear David Hasselhoff sing on pay-per-view. And it bombed because everybody was watching the O.J.
Gosh, that's funny.
A former boss of mine fronted that event, paid for it. You know, he was the promoter. He lost his shirt that night because nobody bought the pay-per-view because everybody was watching the television coverage. So then the ride was, you know, it took like an hour for him to get to his house in Brentwood or wherever it was.
And then they had
the cameras. They had a helicopter over, and they were focusing on it. And all of the networks were wall-to-wall coverage. I flip on ABC, and I remember I got home. My dad was watching it downstairs, and I was still living with my dad. And he goes, I think OJ's going to kill himself. And I go, what? I ran upstairs. I threw a tape into my VCR, and he goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "He's offing himself. I want it on tape. They're going to be showing him."
You are bad.
I'm a sick individual. But I was 25. So they come on, and Peter is talking this very calm voice. You know, he's telling everybody what's going on. And Al Michaels was on a phone. They pulled Al out, and he's on the phone because he had worked with OJ.
Al's a good guy,
During football coverage. Somebody must have called in, and it was a guy from the Howard Stern show who pulled all these prank calls. They put him right on the air, and he does this really bad, you know, trying to be a black man kind of voice or Jamaican or whatever it was. You know, fools Peter Jennings and signs it off with a quote from a Howard Stern character, and I won't mention the name. Everybody knows who it is. And Peter is continuing the coverage, and Al Michaels jumps in and he just says, "Lest anybody believe that was a totally farcical call. The person used a phrase that was indicative of a certain radio disc jockey." And Jennings just says, "Not the first time we've been fooled. Certainly not the last. Thank you, Al." And just continues on. I mean, it was absolutely brilliant.
You know what? And before we break, because I knew when I came up and Howard came up together, and you know, we became pretty good friends at the time, you know, and I would always tell Howard, and he would do those silly things. I used to just abhor that. I just thought that was so wrong, and because that was Howard. He would just make fun of you, or just, it was just like 80s radio. It was just like Opie and Anthony did the same thing. So I said to Howard, I would tell Howard constantly, I would say, "Do you know what a good," I would tell Howard this in like 1985, whenever it was, 86. "You are a great interviewer. You got to just embrace that talent." I would tell him during the breaks, and he probably doesn't even remember. I was with him before he was even nationally syndicated. I said, "Howard, you are great on the radio. Stop with the silly stuff. Stop with the TNA. It's embarrassing. You are a great interviewer." And look, lo and behold, look what happened.
Yeah.
He's one of the best interviewers in all of media right
100%.
Now. 100%. Listen to Joey. He listened to Joey. See, guys, you got to listen to me.
That's right.
I'm just saying, Yeah, I didn't get a check, but I got credit for it. Okay.
You're a consultant.
It's a media consultant, Joe Piscopo. 651. Isn't that funny, Debbie? I remember those things. Yeah. It was just like, oh, my God. Because he was so great. I said, look what. And I remember drawing the analogy of Sean Hannity, another Long Island guy we all know. And Sean's a great guy. I said, look how Sean gets great interviews. At the time, Sean was just breaking. But Howard didn't want to hear. He just wanted to do silly, you know. But then he's grown into really, a formidable. And then, of course, Joe Rogan, so it's all good. And then us, of course, you can't discount us in the morning. All we're trying to do is tell the truth, and that's the hardest thing of all, just to get the truth out and to back it up. But we will continue to do so, and Debbie's going to give it to you straight with traffic, 6:52 on the radio with Debbie Duhaime. Thank you, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. We've got some major issues this morning with the rain and wind. Be super careful traveling. 80 eastbound local lanes, exit 47A in Parsippany, closed. It's an accident investigation in Parsippany in the local lanes as you head eastbound. 78 eastbound, another accident getting out toward exit 18, heading eastbound. Three or four cars involved in that one. Watch for some flooding at 35 south and Toms River. Busy on the Staten Island Expressway east out through Richmond Ave, Van Wyck North, bumper to bumper up through Atlantic Avenue. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We normally come to you at this time each year here on this radio station to ask you to help us to feed a growing list of children who do not have enough to eat. Anitra Parmali is with us from Food for the Poor. How does it work, Anitra?
It works because of you. Food for the Poor has been working in 17 countries throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. These are countries that have been designated as those most in need. We're talking about families identified by community leaders. These are families that are teetering on the brink of destruction and a lack of life. These have already been identified, but into that darkness, into that despair, we invite you to step with your generous gift. Food for the Poor is nothing more than a bridge between your generosity and the needs of families like the father who sets out this morning. He'll walk 2-3 miles because he's heard a rumor that somebody has food for him. Mm-hmm. Your gift is the reason a Food for the Poor volunteer is going to be able to tell him, here's food, not just for today, but for a year.
And imagine being that father for just a second, friend. How humiliating is it to know that you don't have the ability to give food to your children? Of all of the things that you grow up and you want to do as a father, supplying their basic needs is first and foremost. And yet, because of the generosity of you and a matching gift that's in effect right now, in fact, for the next 5 minutes, if you call, every dollar you give will be matched in its impact. So you will be able to feed twice as many children right now. Normally, $80 would feed one child for a full year. But if you give it right now, it's going to feed two kids. Will you go and make the difference? 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673, or go to am970theanswer.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Very windy today with occasional showers through midday, a break in the early afternoon, and then another shower around late this afternoon into the evening. High temperature gets to 64, still a shower or two overnight, a low of 48, and then we're going to still be looking at spotty showers around tomorrow, otherwise clouds, occasional sunshine, a high of 55. Heading into Sunday, sunshine mixes with clouds, showers late in the day, high 66. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Jeff. Joe on the radio telling about Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. It's time for a Grand Slam event. You know, Alex Kinsella is the general manager there. Iggy Giuffre is my dear friend. And Alex is a big baseball fan, so he's celebrating the season opening up with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models, low 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months. Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at just $79 a month, $79 a month on some of your favorite Toyota models. You call them today, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. It's their Grand Slam event at Route 22 Toyota. And remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval. It's all going on right now during their Grand Slam event, where you could save big on your next Toyota from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. It's 973-705-8905. You can go to Route22Toyota.com, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. It is right there, Route22Toyota.com. Just remember to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you. Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us this morning. Thanks so much for always tuning in. Dan Hoppen's going to join us in the next hour. Dr. Gil Lederman, he is an expert in prostate cancer, the host of Radio Surgery New York with Dr. Gil Lederman. That's right here on AM 970, The Answer. And we're going to talk about O.J. Simpson's death from prostate cancer. You know, very curious. So Dr. Lederman will answer the questions that we have in that regard. We'll talk to our buddy John Iannarelli about Christopher Wray testimony, another threat out there. It's like we don't know this already from the head of the FBI. Grover Norquist, it's a tax day next week already. I feel for you. I really do. You know, it's not only local, not only state, especially New York and New Jersey. We're getting so slammed. Then the feds come in, the IRS comes in. It's easier. It would be easier working with like a crime family in the old days in New York than working with the IRS. You got to just hand it over. And we do. And we will. But Grover Norquist will let us know exactly what's happening with the IRS. Dr. Sebastian Gorka fired up, on his game and on fire. Dr. Gorka live on the radio. Alan Dershowitz, part of the quote-unquote dream team for O.J. Simpson, will join us. And the journalist, one of the great journalists from the New York Post, Miranda Devine. Hey, we got a radio show for you, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion.
passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
57 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Animal rescue crews were on the scene after a dead humpback whale washed ashore in Long Beach Township Thursday morning. Officials say the whale, around 25 to 30 feet long, found shortly before 7 a.m. on the beach at 51st Street. The Marine Mammal Stranding Center will try and determine how the whale died. Last year, there were 9 humpback whale strandings in New Jersey. Legal experts acknowledge O.J. Simpson's double murder acquittal was in large part due to attorney Johnny Cochran's skilled defense. He convinced the jury of his innocence, concluding the case with his famous line, "If it doesn't fit, you must acquit." This was in reference to Simpson appearing unable to fit a pair of bloody leather gloves found at the murder scene in the courtroom. Simpson didn't have any other run-ins with the law until 2008 when he and his friends burst into a Vegas hotel room with a gun on the belief that he was retrieving his stolen sports memorabilia. He served 9 years of a 33-year sentence before he was released in 2017. The judge in that case insisted that the sentence was not retribution for the 1994 double murders. In sports, Devils beat the Maple Leafs 6-5, but they've been eliminated from postseason play. Rangers, dropping back-to-back games, fell to the Flyers 4-1. Islanders beat the Canadiens in overtime 3-2. It was the Knicks over the Celtics 118-109, and the Mets, they blew out the Braves 16-4. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.